Welcome to the Lutheran Guy podcast, where the distinction between the law and the gospel are made, because the law does not save, the gospel does. My name is Josue Pizarro, and I will be hosting this podcast. And one of the reasons why I created this is in order to help other Christians understand that they ought not to have confidence in their performance and how well they're doing in order to know that they have peace with God. And many times we find ourselves struggling with, am I enough? Have I done good enough? And very briefly, no. We're never enough. And this is why Christ had to come and take our place on the cross, taking the punishment and satisfying the demands of God's law for us. That is on our behalf. That is instead of us dying for our sins, Christ died for them. And I want this to be an encouragement for Christians to always seek that message, because in many evangelical churches, this is not front and center. Many churches nowadays, they'll teach that the gospel is this thing that you hear kind of like in the beginning of the Christian life, but afterwards, all you get is law, law, law. 12 steps to do this. Here's a way to live out your life. And imperatives are very important, and we need to know and have instructions in our lives from God's word. However, when a Christian is in despair, when a Christian is feeling down, when the Christian is broken by their sin, they need to hear the message of the gospel of Christ. They need to know that Christ has died for them. They need to know that they are in the hands of God because of Christ. Now, this may seem strange to a lot of people to hear, because all their lives they've been told that, yeah, the gospel, that's something that you kind of learn in the beginning, Christianity 101. But there's a problem with this way of thinking, and that is the older you get as a Christian, the more you grow in your understanding in the Word of God, you're going to see your sin more and more. You're not going to not sin anymore, but you will be able to see that, oh, wow, I feel worse than when I first started as a Christian. And this is why the proclamation of the gospel for those that are struggling, for those that are in despair. This is why it's so important to make that distinction, because God's law is good. God's law is holy. God's law is perfect because it represents God's character. It represents who He is. And because of that, it points out something in us, and that is we are not holy. We are not good. We are not perfect. And the point of this is not to say somehow that the law is bad, because the law is not bad. We are bad. We are the ones that have the problem. God's law points out the problem in us and points us to Christ. And this is why the proclamation of the gospel for the forgiveness of sins is important. A lot of people present the gospel as if, well, come to Christ and He'll give you a new car, or He'll, you know, make sure you have a nice job or whatever. And the problem is that improving oneself, improving your life is not primarily the goal. Yes, we can improve our lives in different ways, but Christ didn't die on the cross simply to improve your life, but to replace it with His perfect righteousness that He Himself performed. So we're saved by the works of Christ, not ourselves. And I just want to read a text here from Galatians chapter 3, verse 10. For all who rely on works of the law are under a curse. For it is written, cursed be everyone who does not abide by all things written in the book of the law and do them. Now, this is very important Because many people are relying on their own works. They're relying on how well they're doing for both to save them and for them to feel assured that they are safe. Now, it is true that the Christian does grow in sanctification. The Holy Spirit is renewing us day by day. And what needs to be pointed out is that because of the sinfulness that dwells within us, that remains with us until the end, we are in a war. We are battling with our sin because the Holy Spirit is renewing us day by day. However, this is not the foundation to which we lay our confidence. Our confidence is going to be in a few verses later. Now, it is evident, verse 11, that no one is justified before God by the law, for the righteous shall live by faith. But the law is not of faith, rather, the one who does them shall live by them. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who is hanged on a tree. You see, this is very clear. Christ became the curse. Okay, we failed to follow God's law perfectly. We failed to obey God. And because of that, Christ took that punishment onto himself. Christ took our place. He lived the perfect life that we ought to have lived when we failed to do so. He lived that perfect life. And then he went to the cross, taking our sin, being punished as if he was the one that committed all of our sin. And in exchange for that, he gave us freely as a gift. He gave us his righteousness so that we may have peace with God. And that is the foundation for our confidence. Not in how well we are performing, not on, am I doing good enough? I need to get back on that high horse and try harder. No. Our confidence must be on what Christ did for us and not on our good works. This is so important, and it's lost on so many Christians today. I have met so many people that they don't hear the gospel every Sunday. They think the gospel is a message. It's for out there, man. It's for when you go out and evangelize and you meet people and you share Christ with them. And that's where the gospel is proclaimed. Well, there's a problem with that, is that the gospel is not meant to stay outside the church, but is also for inside the church. It is also for the believer to hear every single Sunday that their sins are forgiven, that when they take the sacrament, they take communion, they take the Lord's Supper, and they're reminded what this is for, and that is for the forgiveness of sins, what Christ did on the cross, delivered to us every single Sunday. This is for you. And you need to hear that every single Sunday. It is crucial that your confidence is not in what you do. It is crucial that your confidence is not in your flesh, not on the works of the law, but it is on him who hung on the tree, Christ Jesus. Please hear this. The cross of Christ. This is the foundation of our faith. What Christ did on the cross. He took our punishment. He took all of it. He fulfilled the demands of God's law. And guess what? We can have confidence that he took our place, that he did what he was sent to do. We cannot encourage people to have confidence in the works of the law, because if you do, Paul says, you are under a curse. Because just as James said, even James said this in the book of James, if you break one of God's law, you are guilty of breaking all of God's law. Therefore, you are under a curse if you rely on those works. Do not rely on works of the law, but instead rely on what Christ did for you on the cross, taking our place. Please hear this. Remember what Christ did for you. And always remember, the law does not save, but the gospel does. God bless you.